it, Amy.
What, so what did you make of that, John? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a typical Derby game, you know, a lot of effort, a lot of commitment. We were never really at our flowing best, but I think you can see the conditions didn't help. Pitch was very good, so no complaints with the pitch, but it was very slick, and so your passing had to be really good. If your touch was off you, you were losing possession. We weren't quite sure where the ball was going to land, so we never really got a real flow moving. Obviously Dunfermline did very well to press us and to close us down and to try to win the ball back high. And on other occasions we managed to play through that. We had a great move in the first half, which ended up with a 2v1 down the outside between Aidan Connolly and Regan Tumulty, and we got a great ball across the face of the goal, but no takers. Fawn Williams had a great save from a Aidan Connolly free kick. Aidan's been really, really good with the free kicks, and he had a great free kick against his Fife, which he scored from, and had another attempt at his Fife, which the goalie made a great save from. And tonight, Fawn was a really good save for Aidan Connolly. But Dunfermline were a threat the whole time, and it was a really good, if it was going to score a counter-attacking goal, it was a great goal from their point of view for the goalkeeper to throw the ball out. For us, it's no great that they managed to run about 60, 70 yards with the ball, and then you kind of give Tom Thomas that amount of time because he's lethal. You know, and it's a typical kind of finish by Dom Thomas. It was a great finish. It was in the top bin. You know, a goalkeeper of Jamie McDonald's quality couldn't even get to it. But we should have been out. We should have been out. You know, the defenders backed off. You can't back off there. We had to come out. But you know, great credit to Dom Thomas for his finish, and likewise for Brad. I think the fans that came here tonight saw two great goals. Brad's a great finish. It's a long way out. Probably the goalkeeper's maybe a little bit, I think it went by a number of players just missing them, yeah, to end up, you know, bending in the corner. So at 1-0 down, our guys had to show a lot of spirit and a lot of character, a lot of, you know, personality. Did it crumble? You know, obviously Dunfermline have got their tails up then, they've got their fans behind them, but they rallied round. We tweaked it a little bit, you know, we had to change it, put Dunfermline under more pressure. One or two openings, you know, came up, and there was one where, again, we've worked the ball very well out to Regan Tumulty, the balls came in, and Darius had an effort for the back post, back area, and don't know how it didn't go in. It seems like it's somebody's cleared it off the line or so, you know. So I thought we put them under pressure, the pressure told. It's from having nothing, you know, with just a few minutes to go, then you're thankful and grateful that you managed to get that goal back, and we go away with a point. When you look at the league table, you know, we've probably gained a point tonight. There's only 4 points between ourselves and you know, the two teams at the top. So, long way to go. Reasonably happy, yeah.
Brad's been a bit of an unsung hero this season, but that was a wonderful moment for him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, Brad's been doing really well. He's been playing particularly well. Just a pity he had an injury and he fell out of the team, and he had to take a little bit of time to get back into the team. But he was playing so well before it, and now he's got his form back, and he's been excellent, really is. Yeah, so a great strike, and you know, he's got it in the locker. But I see every shot he has, and I've seen him going for his head as well. So just delighted that one went in.
It was a special moment with the fans as well. It was, yeah, a hell of a finale.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, thanking our fans on Ray TV there for the big numbers that they came out, and the vocal support that they gave us from away before him. You know, the guys were out warming up, the fans were singing, and you know, throughout most of the game, and yeah, we're delighted for them to come along, big numbers today and tonight, and go away happy.